and soda. Recording a podcast called Food Coma. Eating burgers at Frisco Free. Shake, 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 add some beef and cheese. Spanky Burger is our last stop. Eat it all and then we talk. Rachel, do you ever just daydream about burgers?
No.
Because I used to.
But you don't anymore?
No, I don't. No more.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because of this episode.
Welcome to Food Coma Podcast, a podcast where your hosts, Greta
and Rachel,
embark on a quest to find the best of the best restaurants and then talk about it in this podcast every 2 weeks.
For this episode, we will be talking about three different restaurants, Frisco Freeze, Shake Shake Shake, and Spanky Burger.
Tell us about those places.
So, for Frisco Freeze, it opened in July 20th, 1950. It is located on 1201 Division Avenue, Tacoma, Washington, and is open at 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. on weekends.
Get those late night burgers.
Do you know how we can spot Frisco Freeze from a mile away?
How can we?
We can see their signature neon sign.
Yes, it's a giant, literally a giant arrow pointing at Frisco Freeze.
Yep.
It's the arrow of destiny.
The pot of gold.
To your food dreams.
So what are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts on Frisco Freeze? I enjoyed it. I enjoy Frisco Freeze. I appreciate it for all that it is. Is it the best burger I've ever had? No. But is it good? Did I enjoy it? Yes.
What about the pricing?
I think that you definitely pay for what you get. It's very low pricing.
Very low pricing.
Like, you could probably find the money, like, to get a burger in your couch. But, you know, I like that. I think it was good. I enjoyed it for the price.
Yeah, I completely agree. I definitely love the burger for that price. Like, I think the price fits the burger and the fries really well. It was definitely a good, greasy burger.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I think overall, Frisco Freeze was very good. I would give it a 7.5 out of 10.
10 being the highest?
10 being the highest. A 7.5.
I would give it a 6.5.
Of course you would.
I'm sorry. It's just... Well, here's the thing. They screwed up our order.
That is true.
And I don't know. Just when someone messes up my order, I get very mad. So maybe
Rachel's
that's why.
Rachel's a pretty petty person.
I am. And I'm okay with it. So our next location, our next restaurant is Shake, Shake, Shake.
Shake, Shake, Shake. That Shake, Shake, Shake.
Shake, Shake, Shake is located on 124th North Tacoma Avenue in Tacoma, Washington. Their opening hours are 11:30 a.m. until 9 p.m.
How do you feel about Shake, 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 Rachel?
It's cute.
It's cute.
If I would have to describe Shake, Shake, Shake in one word, it will be cute. From okay. The decor to the food to... The milkshakes, it's cute.
Okay.
What about you?
What about me? I like Shake, Shake, Shake. I think it's fun. It's cute, as you said. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's fast. You know, it's just it's kind of like a cool retro feeling, just burger joint. It was good.
Yeah. And the good thing is that we actually got to get there.
Mm-hmm. And we went and we sat.
Yep.
And we enjoyed.
And we recorded our experience.
Yes, we did. Listen to that now.
Okay. Yeah, mine I actually really liked. It had a lot of grease. What do you call this? The pan?
Yeah.
Serving tray? It's all covered in grease. It was all over my hand. I got slapped by a burger. And I'm pretty sure there's a little grease in my eye, which is okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, it was a very saucy burger, for sure.
Yeah, so yours is not saucy enough, but mine is too saucy.
Yeah, they need to find their balance of sauciness for their burgers.
And then the onion are the onion ring, I guess? No, they're just onions, right?
It's just an onion.
Yeah, it's so long.
It's very long.
I don't know.
It's a lot of onion.
It's a lot of onion. There's lettuce.
The lettuce, overflows out of the burger.
Yeah, it's good for texture. I like the crunchiness in it, but it wasn't it wasn't proportional. Mm. And then we also got a large fry that we just shared.
Yeah, the fries are very small, but good. I appreciated that. It was nice.
It's very thin.
Yeah.
You know?
Fry, they're like slivers of fry.
They're like
almost.
Slivers. Yeah. I don't even know if they can hear us because it's so loud in here.
There's definitely the atmosphere. While it's very aesthetically pleasing, there's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Because the kitchen is open, you can see everything. There's quite a lot of people here. So it's very noisy atmosphere.
Yeah, but it's a good range of people. I've been looking around as we're
stalker.
Eating. No, I'm not stalker. I'm an observer.
Oh, okay.
I'm an observer. I may not know these people, but I feel like we all have a love for food.
Yes.
That's why we're gathered here today.
For the union of Rachel and her milkshake.
And my milkshake that I'm still trying to finish.
But overall, pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Shake, shake, shake. All right, so what are your final thoughts on Shake, Shake, Shake?
I definitely love the shakes, 100%. I got the miso butterscotch, and it was so much.
Oh, yeah, you definitely get more than you pay for.
Yeah, and compared to the shakes from Frisco Freeze, it was not as dense. And it had more flavor.
So
and
it
was real.
It tasted like real. Like they put some love into that shake.
Right. Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate it? With 10 being the highest.
I give Shake, Shake, Shake an 8.
I give Shake, Shake, Shake an 8 also.
An 8?
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Shake, Shake, Shake. Shake. 8.
An 8. And on to our next restaurant.
Spanky Burger and Brew.
Greta's favorite.
My favorite.
Place.
Love it.
It's obvious she loves it. Trust me. Spanky Burger is located on 601st South Pine Street, Tacoma, Washington. Their opening hours are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay, so let me tell you about Spanky Burger.
Here we go.
It's not just a restaurant. It's not just a place to go and get food. It's a place to get spanked with burgers.
Yeah, we gotta add that part in with the burger, okay?
I loved it. I love it so much. It's funny. It's classy. It's tasty. It's spanking.
Do you know who makes these Spanky Burgers?
I don't know, Rachel.
Or at least that's what they call the chef. The Burger Meister.
The Burger Meister.
So, Greta, I think you got spanked.
I got spanked.
By the Burger Meister.
Got spanked. I did.
So, at that point, we were very, very full.
Yes, there was a lot of burger testing and...
shakes.
Clogging of the arteries.
Fries.
I was a bit delirious, I will say.
However, in my opinion, that burger with those fries, it kind of woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A good spank to the face.
Yeah. It jump-started my burger crave again.
Yes, it was quite great, I will say. So what did we get, Rachel?
So we got the iconic Spanky Burger.
The classic.
With fries. And we got a marshmallow milkshake.
Yes, we did.
In a small.
In a small.
Because we can't have any more shakes.
Too much. A little too much. But no, I was really quite surprised. I was like, this seems like meh. I mean, it's a funny place, but I didn't have very high expectations.
Me too.
But those fries.
It exceeded my expectations.
Some thick fries.
Those are some good fries.
Like, you can really, like, taste the potato. So good. Very, very good.
Because unlike the Shake 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 fries, it definitely, like you said, it had more potatoes. The Shake 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 fries were very thin. It was just fries. You know?
Yeah.
But Spanky's, oh god, that was good.
It was real, real good. And then the burger itself, I was like, wow, this is a darn good burger.
I know.
It was a spanking burger.
Their buns were beautifully charred.
Yes.
You know? And I don't think the other burger places did that. Mm-mm. So.
Some good texture. We had good flavors. Everything good worked sauce. Good together. Oh, it was real saucy. Got that sauce for me. Real
saucy. Greta and I love sauce. Like, it's our thing.
You know, I just really felt like it was a very well-composed burger. It had every aspect that you needed. They all worked together in harmony. And, you know, it was just good. I really, really liked it.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Spanky?
Oh, man. I would say burger alone, 9. Overall experience, 9.75.
Ooh, okay. Overall experience for me, plus burger, fries, and everything, I would say like a 9.7.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think if I had another burger, then it'll be a 10.
I think that if we hadn't already had several burgers.
I think so.
It would have been a 10.
It would have been a 10. But it was so good, and oh my gosh, I want to go back.
I really catch do. Us. Catch us at Spanky Burger.
Ooh, yes. Okay, so now we got to rate all the three places and pick our favorite. So, for taste, which one is your favorite?
For taste, I'm going to have to give it to Spanky. There's just really nice balance of sauce. Very, very good on the taste. You?
I would have to say Spanky, too. For the burger.
Mm-hmm.
But for shakes, definitely Shake, Shake, Shake.
Yes, for sure. What about pricing?
Pricing, I would have to give it to Frisco Freeze.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's cheap. It's not too cheap, but it's good enough for a good burger.
Yeah, it's cheap, but it doesn't taste cheap.
Exactly. What about experience?
Overall experience? I have a tie between Shake 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 and Spanky.
Oh no.
They're very different experiences, different atmospheres, but they evoked some strong emotions in me. Like with Shake Shake Shake, it was like classic and kind of retro and cool, and I really liked being there. With Spanky, it was like funny, and it was this like rustic, kind of like more grown up burger place. I really like both of them.
I agree. My top two would have to be Shake 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 and Spanky. I love Shake 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 because it's just a cool place to be in. But for Spanky, if you want to get a good burger, I would go there. And then the people there are very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that they put effort and actual love into their burger.
They spank them.
God.
They do. It's on the wall. It says.
Yeah, you guys should go to each of these places.
Check them out. Go. Let us know how you feel. Yeah. Comment on our picture Instagram.
And then tag us in it.
At Food Coma Podcast on Instagram. Please. But yeah, go out, check them, eat them. Get your burgers. Eat too much. That's what we did.
Don't eat them in one day.
Oh, please. No. Do not.
Don't do that.
But, you know, next time you're craving a burger, I hope you keep us in mind. Okay, so I would like to thank Dave and Derek, our lovely podcast teachers. I would like to thank my lovely co-host, Rachel, for always being there for me.
You're welcome. And you too.
Thanks. I'd like to thank Soda for making this possible. And I would like to thank you, the listener, for taking time out of your day to listen to us rant about burgers.
And other food in future episodes. So don't forget to follow us on our official Instagram account at Food Coma Podcast. Again, that's Food Coma Podcast. I'm Rachel Nguyen.
And I'm Greta Lau.
And we'll see you in next 2 weeks.
Woot.